Blog Talk Radio.
I love the bullshit shit that kicks in.
Love that shit. That's like the West Coast rap shit right there.
How is that going? I don't know.
What instrument is that?
I don't know. Probably one of Evie's hoes that he's like torturing.
It's probably some hoe whose asshole is so stretched out that it makes that whistling sound.
Let's bring it back real quick. Woohoo! This is the what again? What show is this?
This is the Questionable Intelligence Report, brought to you by Micah Lou, coming at you.
Where we question your intelligence for actually tuning in.
Where we only question your intelligence because we've already established that there is no question that we have no intelligence. We've already established that. Mr. Buster, where you at?
Where the fuck you at?
You know what my favorite part of that song is?
What's that? What
motherfuck Dre, motherfuck Snoop, motherfuck Death Row. Now here comes my left blow.
Yes.
That's what you get when you tune into the show, white people rapping.
Oof.
So I had this discussion. I'm going to bring this up. I had this discussion with somebody on Facebook because a friend of mine on Facebook made an ignorant... Yeah, it's Facebook. Why does everybody hate Facebook? If everybody hates Facebook so much, get off it.
Yeah, I guess you're right. But I guess everybody I know is on there. So what's the comparison you make? Facebook?
Oh, it's like whereas MySpace is like a lot of fun and shit, Facebook is like the fucking dentist office of social networking.
Yeah,
it's sterile, it's bland, the music is probably horrible too.
The music on?
Yeah, man, all the time. Don't you hear the Facebook music? Didn't you know about them?
No.
Yeah, man. Every time you log on to Facebook, there's music.
No, liar. Is that right?
Yeah, totally. No, not at all. But I had this argument. Some chick today said that... You all right there?
Yeah, go ahead, man.
Some chick said today that most men would stick their dick in things that they were repulsed by. Most men would stick their dick in anything, including things that they're repulsed by. And this whole discussion came about because... she asked if anyone would have sex with a midget.
Right.
And I mean, like, so I'm asking you, Luke, because I don't think we've ever talked about this. Would you, if you were not married, which that probably won't matter either because you'd still have sex with a midget, but honestly, would you have sex with a midget?
I don't know, man. Talk about one charming motherfucking midget. Have to be 10 times more charming than that guy in Game of Thrones.
That would be one charming motherfucking midget.
You know what I mean?
For the 50,000 people that are listening, that was a Pulp Fiction reference.
But seriously, it'd have to be one charming midget because Jesus.
I don't mean a dude midget, man. I mean like, would you fuck Bridget the midget?
Bridget the midget? I don't really know what she looked like. I think it was brunette, but just like a brunette midget, is that right?
Yeah, she's a brunette midget. She doesn't have the face of a midget. Like, she's not unattractive, but it's the whole, like, first off, midgets have bottoms like horses. They have gigantic asses and humongous legs.
Yeah, it's weird. Yeah, it's...
Which is just, I don't know about them. Second off, they're like 2-3 feet high. It's like fucking a child. I mean, I don't know if I could actually have sex with... If there was a really hot midget, would you fuck a midget?
I don't know. That's I'm looking at Bridget Midgenet, and she had a pretty, well, she's got, you know, a slutty face.
Yeah, she's got a slutty face.
It's weird. It's just, it's weird.
It is weird.
The stubby hands.
Mm-hmm.
It's like banging a child. It's kind of like banging a baby with a stubby hands. You know what I mean?
No, you're right. You're right. I mean, all the babies that I banged have had really stubby hands.
I see. Yeah, well, Bridget Midget, she's a little weird. Was she in a, I think she was in a movie, actually, Bridget Midget.
She was in, like, a mainstream movie?
Yeah, some guy wanted to, like, he was always about banging different types of broads, and, yeah, I think this is the chick that was, he was, he went, like, on a special mission and brought his boys, like, come on, how are you not going to come with me? And, yeah, I think she was the midget that he was.
Did he end up banging it?
I believe so, yeah. And
did he have to offer her money, or?
No, she was a stripper at a strip club. And
midgets. Like, it's already established that they're midget porn stars. We know that they're midget porn stars.
Yeah. So I think he went on to say that his dick looked huge in her little hands.
His dick looked huge in her little hands. That's quite possibly the worst thing I've ever heard in my life. But I don't know if you remember, but you and I actually, we saw this thing. It might have even been, was it a porn tape that you had?
Hmm.
But one of the some porn from ages ago, there was this fucking, this little midget with, like, sparkling blue eyes. It was a dude, and he wore a mask.
Right. Yeah, that.
Remember that?
Yeah, that was in a porn that I had. Not exclusively midget porn. It was just like, oh, here's a midget.
No,
porn.
It was like a regular porn with, like, a midget scene tossed in there for some reason.
Exactly.
And the chick was like a normal, not bad-looking porn chick, like.
Right.
But so the thing that I remember about this midget is that even though he was marrying, huh?
What?
Oh, I thought you said something. The midget, this fucking midget dude, is an actor. He's a mainstream, which is why he was wearing his mask. He's a mainstream actor.
Yeah. You pointed at it. You, like, looked him up, and what's his name?
I can't fucking remember.
Really? You don't know?
No. Why would I remember a midget's name?
I guess.
It's that half person. I only half remember his name. I think it was Joe something.
Jesus. You pull that out of your ass, Joe.
No, but he was, I know for a fact he was in Deuce Bigelow, because he was this, like, little midget ninja that attacked Deuce Bigelow. That's the only movie that I know he was in for certain. He's been in a bunch of other shit, too, but. Like, I wonder if he puts, I doubt he puts the porn shit on his resume. But, like, I kind of feel bad for him because, like, it's got to be, it's hard out there for a midget in Hollywood, you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely, dude, what the fuck? You're not really, what was that awesome kids movie that, well, it's not a technical kids movie, but it was when we were kids,
Willow?
No, it was
Time Bandits?
Time Bandits, yeah. It was a shitload of midgets and a little boy. And,
yeah, it's a Terry Gilliam movie.
And HMIC, I guess, the head midget in charge. you like that, right? so he killed himself over, like, a few years later.
Are you serious?
Yeah, he moved to Hollywood after that movie or something. And, you know, was going to make it as a midget. And, you know, apparently it didn't work out, obviously.
Well, you know, like, it's worked out for the guy who plays Tyrion Lannister in Game of Thrones. The fuck is his name?
Yeah, but, you know, it's...
God,
you know,
I know his name.
A good midget role comes along how often? That's probably the only good midget role that ever came.
Well,
really.
The thing is, like, he's had a bunch of them, apparently. Was he in Human Nature too?
Yeah. When Rosie Perez and what's her name break into the Arquette, Patricia Arquette break into the lab to get the monkey boy. He's the midget. He's like a really smart midget.
Oh yeah, that's right. He was in a movie. He was in a movie called, I think it was like Frankie Starlight or something like that, about a midget. And I think he wrote that. I could be wrong, but I think that's how he got. And he was, do you remember, like, a few years back, Steve Buscemi had this had this movie that was, it was like almost like a documentary, and it was literally just like him and a bunch of different actors driving around in cars talking about shit like Hollywood.
Jesus, no. That sounds pretentious. Actually,
I'm pretty sure it was, and he was one of them. I wish I could remember his name.
Jesus, Peter Dinklage?
Oh, Peter Dinklage, yeah. I knew it was. I knew his last name was kind of funny, especially for a guy whose name is, who is a midget.
Peter Dinkleberry.
Peter Dinky, basically, is his name. Little Peter Dinky. Dinklage. You think anybody's ever gone up to him and been like, hey, how's your Dinklage?
Ooh.
Yeah, what's that sound? Did you lose that air?
No, that was that.
I wish I could do the crickets chirping. We need that.
I know. We're going to have to upload that sound effect.
We got any callers? Any callers?
Let's see. Zero callers for today.
All right.
And all the promotion that you did, too.
I know. I did a lot of promotion, too. I even texted Mickey and said, hey, call in, help us, save us.
Mick? Well, not even Mick.
Not even Mick is going to help us out, that little prick bastard.
Son of a bitch, you. Mick, I know you're listening.
Mick, if you're listening, I hope the rest of your hair falls out.
Come on. Not for that. Well, yeah, I concur, but...
I was about to say, why aren't you backing me up here, man?
Well, look at Mick.
Sunday. What else is he doing?
What is Mick doing? Well, there's no, football season's over.
Right.
What else is there? Baseball? Is he a baseball fan?
Yeah, of course he is. Pretty much anything that has balls flopping around in it, Mickey is a fan of.
Including wrestling.
Including wrestling, absolutely.
Yeah,
he's a huge wrestling fan, too.
Is he?
Huge wrestling. Yeah, and the fact is that on and off throughout my life, I flirted with... When I was a kid, I loved it. I think everybody loved wrestling when they were a kid.
Nah,
every male.
Even like when I remember distinctly when you were in Tuckahoe, you would go come up to your place and you have WWF on.
Oh, no, I'm not saying that I didn't watch it after I was a kid.
All right.
I'm not saying that at all. You fucking cut me off, dick.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm saying that everybody loved it as a kid, but there were, like, I'd have periods here and there. It's been a long-ass time now, but I have periods here and there.
Long enough
is
what I was trying to say, because I was 10, 11 max when I stopped watching.
Dude, they had a really good run for a while. It was called the Attitude Era, and that's when they had The Rock and Stone Cold Steve Austin, and they were really sarcastic, and it was like, they had some crazy shit that they would talk about. It was funny. There was a lot of humor in it. But what it boils down to is a giant soap opera with steroid guys and fucking Speedos. Like, that's really what it boils down to. That's why I haven't been able to watch it in so many years.
All oiled up, and that's why you did watch it for so many years.
Look, I'm not saying I don't still masturbate to it. I'm just saying I don't follow the storylines.
Mute, and you move on.
Exactly.
What was the one that we actually liked? That was like the bloody one.
That was ECW.
ECW, yes, ECW. I told you I went to a show with one ECW match, I guess.
Yeah.
Show or whatever.
Spectacle.
And it was South Philly white trash. It was horrible. And the only thing I really remember, it was fights in the crowd. Couple of fights in the crowd, but I remember some white trash kid with a big swastika tattooed on the side of his head.
Ugh.
Skinhead, and he picked up a chick there, like, you know, we started rapping to her, and by the end of it they were like all up on each other, and I was like,
what?
Wow. Yeah.
Was she attractive?
Yeah, she was a cute white chick, and, you know, plain clothes, you know, just like, you know, regular white girl clothes, and she was there with, like, another group of people, and, they, you know, and I was watching it from afar, because, like, you know, like, this fucking Nazi prick with his fucking swastika tattoo.
How soon after you started watching it did you have your pants off?
No, I went into the place without my pants on. I was going to be part of the event. And I remember I got in for free, too. That place was so unorganized, like, you know. You would pay $5 to get in. The guy would look down to, like, get you change, and I walked right past him. It was awesome.
There's what I loved about ECW, besides the fact that it was really bloody. I mean, like, They would like rake fucking barbed wire bats across each other's faces and shit like that.
I love that.
One of the most popular acts in ECW was a guy called the Sandman.
Yeah, sure. That goes off.
And he was just a tall, fat dude.
I know.
Like,
these were not the
polished wrestlers. Fat. No.
Not at all. Not polished in any way.
This is a guy who had kind of thin arms and a beer gut. Like, he was just really tall. He was just tall,
so that was it.
And he would come out and he would drink beer. He would drink a few of them, from what I remember.
Yeah.
And, like, there's Stone Cold Steve Austin in the WWE. He would do the same. He would come out and drink a beer, but he would take, like, two sips of it and then smash the almost full beer can against his head. The Sandman would fucking drink that shit.
Yeah. He had a six-pack on him at all times.
Yep. Yeah.
That guy was terrible.
And from what I remember, there was very little actual wrestling. It was mostly people hitting each other with as many things as they could find.
Yeah, they would bring things to the stage. They would have barbed wire. He had a stick, if I remember.
Yep.
It was awesome.
Yeah, I think I could be confusing him with Hacksaw Jim Duggan, but I could have sworn he had a 2x4.
No, he just had like a big stick.
I thought he had a fucking 2x4.
He had like a curtain rod. Like a wooden curtain
rod. A curtain rod. He had a shillelagh?
Is that what that is?
No. Shillelagh is an Irish club / walking stick.
Could be, because I'm pretty sure that guy was Irish. He was big and he had no shoulders and a big gut. No.
What are you trying to say, man? I got big shoulders. I'm Irish.
Yeah, but, you know. You're half Irish, half Italian. You know what I mean?
No, I'm not half. There's no half Italian at all.
No.
Not at all. It's German. There's German. It's mostly Irish, a chunk of Italian, and a little bit of German. Sig Heil and whatnot, you know.
The truth comes out, huh? I didn't know you were a Scheisse eater. Scheisse muncher.
Yep. I love poop. I love to have sex with poop. Else do Germans do? They hate Jews, right?
Who, the Germans?
Yeah, they're those guys, right? That's them, the Germans?
I gotta look that up on YouTube to see if
I can't remember if they hated Jews or not. Yeah. Is that a thing? Is that a thing?
No. I think they helped them pass over to the next life, so no.
Oh, and that's where the Jews get Passover from.
Right.
The German, I see it. It's all making sense now.
Yeah, good one there.
All makes sense. Passover. Yeah. Didn't the Germans help to orchestrate a huge like one of those big like a sanctuary for Jews?
I don't like where this is going, but yes, actually. It was a nice little resort.
I could have sworn that they went to they went to, like, a whole bunch of different countries and were like, hey, you guys are being persecuted. Come back to Germany. We have awesome places for you to, like, hide and stuff.
And so goes the story. So I've heard.
That's what they teach us anyway.
Food, hot showers, and is it too soon for the Holocaust?
Too soon. I love that.
Too soon.
Dude, weren't we saying, wasn't I singing a Beastie Boys song before we came on? Whatever happened to those guys?
Oh, I think they're dead, actually.
They all died?
They're dead.
They died. Unbelievable.
There's
Beastie Boys died.
Certain permanency in them not doing anything ever again.
That's really sad, man. And Beastie Boys, they were...
Well, yeah, all kidding aside, it is. Guys are pretty fucking cool.
No, but all kidding aside, like, Actually, I think I've actually seen more celebrity outpouring of, like, remorse for MCA when he died than I have for even Whitney Houston.
Yeah.
Like, and I'm talking genuine remorse.
Yeah, right. Well,
I'm not talking about Alicia Keys getting on the piano at Whitney Houston's funeral and singing a horribly sung song.
Really? Oof.
You should have seen this shit, dude. Like, if there was any way to sum up the last 15 years of Whitney Houston's career, it was with Alicia Keys singing horribly off-key.
Really? What happened?
Yeah. I don't know. But I said, like, nobody laughed when I said this, too. I said on Facebook, I was like, this bitch needs to change her name to Alicia Offkeys.
Ooh, and nobody wanted to talk.
It was bad. It was real bad.
Really?
Yeah, I expected Randy Jackson to come out and be like, you're a bit pitchy, dog.
All right.
Oh, did you find the Alicia Keys thing? Let's hear that shit. Oh, man, our audience can't hear it.
Nah. Yeah, you're right. She's a bit off. Yeah, can't upload.
You know what we're going to do for our next show, right?
What's that? Have a caller?
We're going to sing a half hour of Temple of the Dog songs.
Let me cue that up. I wish I had, like, all these sound bites and stuff. Temple.
I know. We don't have room for that. I'm actually checking in to see what kind of alternative sites we have. There's one that's $4.95 a month for the full service.
Do they have Temple of the Dog?
Well, I mean, we could upload all of our stuff.
We need a karaoke.
I don't mind stealing beer
from the mounds, little African. From the mounds of decadence. Who are you? Are you Eddie Vedder?
I can't remember. I think we were both Eddie Vedder every time we sang that song together. It was the Dueling Vedders, I believe.
The Dueling Vedders. Whoa, that'd be awesome, dude.
I could probably pull out a Chris Cornell. Probably.
But I can't figure out a power left. Because it's
high. It sounds
more
like Axl Rose,
actually. Yeah, he's tough, man. He actually, I guess, had kind of a unique-ish voice. Apparently, he came out with some new shit.
Yeah, Chris Cornell had a really unique voice, and he knew it, which is why he tried to have his own solo career, and it didn't work for him.
That's fantastic. Good for him. You know why I laugh at his fucking stupid face?
Why?
Because he said he never had a job. He went straight from being a teenage kid playing guitar to being an awesome rock band stuff.
Who, Chris Cornell?
Chris Cornell, yeah.
Fucking asshole.
I was like, what? I don't like you. Never worked a day in his life. Jamming on a little guitar and doing stuff. That's it.
Remember when he was the front man for Rage Against the Machine?
Somehow it was good, but not as great as it should be now.
You know what it was? It was like, it was good. Because obviously it was not a bad band. But
but
it was literally the vocals from Soundgarden coupled with the ass-kicking backup.
Yeah,
music
awesome.
From Rage Against the Machine.
Yeah,
except
off.
Those together were not as good as Soundgarden by itself and Rage Against the Machine by itself.
Yeah, they should have just got back together. Yeah, how awesome would it have been if De La Rocha, whatever his stupid name is, rapped for Soundgarden? What would you call
that? That would have been really funny. Things like that need to happen. You know, apparently Rob Halford is back with with
Judas
Priest?
Judas Priest?
Yeah. Apparently.
Did he have to blow any of them to get back in? I mean, what's the requisite on that?
No, I just remember them being really upset that he was gay, which is just, like, fucking retarded.
I know. I love, actually, that post that you put up with the the homosexuality in the Bible.
Oh, yeah, because I used your line in that. That's probably why you loved it.
No. But other than that, there'd be the precursor to, you know, the preceding prose was good, though, too.
Well, it's just like, I mean, the bottom line is that they use a lot of people who condemn homosexuality are Christians. I mean, Christians are Muslims. It's from a religious standpoint that people condemn homosexuality. And the fact is that the passages in the Bible, the one that's clearest against homosexuality, there's a whole shit about Sodom and Gomorrah and how, you know, that, but I mean, that was so fuzzy because, like, the guy chose his daughters to be raped by the townspeople rather than have the angels that were visiting him get raped. It's like, come on, dude, they're angels. I'm sure they could take it.
That's terrible.
So he's like, oh, yeah, no, I take my daughters instead. Crazy rape town. Take my daughters. But the clearest thing in the Bible is in Leviticus, and it says, it says something about a man who lies with another man.
The man also lie with mankind, as he lieth with a woman. Both of them have committed an abomination.
An abomination. Yeah, except that in Leviticus, shellfish is an abomination. A woman being present in society during the seven days of her menstruation is an abomination. Looking at a woman who has menstruation is an abomination. I mean, it's just like...
It goes on and on.
It goes on and on. And there's something called... Have you ever heard of burnt offerings?
Burnt offerings?
Burnt offerings.
You know, when they pass the L, but other than that, no.
Well, it's like, I guess that's basically the code in Christian history for killing animals, sacrificing animals and people with fire, burnt offerings.
Right.
Yeah, so it also advocates that, too. It's like, I mean, really? You're going to pay attention to something that's 3,500 fucking years old that's been rewritten by tyrants?
Yeah. Absolutely. And, of course, the... What do you say? 3,500-year-old game of telephone.
3,500-year-old game of telephone. And you know the Bible was actually written over something like a 1,200-year period?
After all of this.
After all of, yeah.
So it's people, ancient people are writing about even more ancient people.
I wish that we could create, and that's probably what fucking L. Ron Hubbard set out to do, is to create some kind of canon or literature that was comparable in some way to the book. Because really, the Bible is a bunch of fables. It's a bunch of fucking fables. It's not a historical
legend.
Account of anything.
Legend.
It is. It's a legend. Like, it just seems like, yeah, there are parables you can find in there. There's all sorts of shit you can find in there. But overall, it's a book of, like, fairy tales. Mm-hmm. And I used to have a big-ass book of fairy tales. I should make a religion off of that shit.
Absolutely. Why couldn't you?
Well, because I'm an avowed-ass lesbianist, so.
Oh, yes. I might try to get to a meeting or two, but it's tough these days.
We need to come out with a final document that lists the tenets of ass lesbianism, I think. An official decree of the tenets of ass lesbianism.
You will attempt at least to insert your entire fist in another girl's ass. Number one.
Speaking of which, Nina Hartley responded to a post on Twitter of mine again the other day.
Check it out, Nina. Getting back at ya.
Love that Nina Hartley, man.
The best ass in the business, as it were.
Best ass in the business, yeah.
What'd she have to say? I don't know.
She posted some, like, video or something like that. And I almost honestly felt a little uncomfortable at what she said because I felt like maybe she knew me somehow. Because she posted some, like, video or whatever, and it was cute or funny, but it was, you know, a little, it wasn't adult per se, but it was a little ribald or whatever. So I said, hey, that's really awesome. She goes, oh, you know, do you think maybe your mom or sister would like it? And I'm thinking to myself, like, wait a second. Like, I do have a mom and a sister.
I mean, at least she's a joke, I'll tell you.
Like, I mean, I know she's probably just throwing that out there, but.
Oh, good the jokes, that Nina. Jesus.
Anyway.
Nina Hartley.
Nina Hartley.
Come on over. You're welcome to the show.
Yeah.
Nina Hartley, whatever, call in?
Nina Hartley and Belladonna, you guys need to call in.
With her little list, her cute little list.
Hey, pig.
Oh.
That's the show for today. That's the question we've taught. Thank you, all of my friends, for calling in, you pricks.
Yeah, there was like five, but you know, the conversation was too hot. So
can't you get your wife's friends to call us?
No.
Bye.